Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Is grammar really important? Hi, this is Dr. Rogers, mother of Parenting Matters Now. That might seem like an unusual parenting question, but oftentimes parents and children will get in a tussle over properly saying things. And how important is good grammar? Well, it depends. It depends on where they're going and what they're going to be doing. And sometimes we don't actually know the direction our child is going to be taking. But I live in an agricultural community. Some of the smartest guys around here are farmers, and they talk to other farmers, and they don't necessarily use good grammar. Some people would say they're ignorant, but they're not. They're quite smart. I do have one farmer friend. He was involved in a lot of national agriculture policy. He interacts with senators and legislators and legislators in Washington. Another farming researcher in our area. He is internationally known. Do those guys need good grammar? Absolutely. So sometimes your situations will dictate as to how important it is that we as a habit have excellent grammar. And there are other times where it may not be quite so important. So here's a humorous story that I first learned, I heard from John Maxwell. And it says, a newly hired traveling salesman sent back a report to the home office. The brass at the sales office reacted, realized the new salesperson was ignorant. Here's what he wrote. I seen this outfit that ain't never bought a dime's worth of nothing from us, and I sold them some goods. Now I'm going to Chicago. Before the man could be given the heave-ho by the sales manager, along came this letter from Chicago. I come here and sold them $500,000. Fearful if he did and afraid if he didn't fire the ignorant salesman, the sales manager dumped the problem in the lap of the president of the company. The following morning, the ivory-towered sales department members were amazed to see posted on the bulletin board above the two letters written by the ignorant salesman, this memo from the president. We have been spending too much time trying to spell instead of trying to sell. Let's watch those sales. I want everybody should read these letters from Gooch, who is out on the road doing a great job for us, and you should go out and do like he done. So, using improper grammar, he was making the point that we need to focus on things that are most important. And your situation will dictate that. So don't get in a tussle with your child over things that may be of secondary importance. Do not burn the bridges that you have in the relationship with your child over things like grammar. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
If you find the advice here helpful, I encourage you to get my book, Parenting with Influence, by visiting rogersmithmd.com. Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.